Brady, fantastic to see you again.
Great to see you.
And I was intrigued by this little project you have from the moment you said it. And I've been a fan of Knights Valley for a long, long, long time. Some famous producers here. But tell people exactly where we are in Knights Valley.
We're like dead in the center of Knights Valley here. We are halfway between Healdsburg and Calistoga, just on the other side of like the Napa County line here. We're in Sonoma County, but the Napa County line's maybe just 3 or 4 miles down the road there. But this is the heart of the valley. This is the valley floor. This is the rich center of Knights Valley, basically, here. And it is just like a prime place for growing big red grapes like what we're doing here.
No, and you're not the only one that's growing big red grapes here. There's a small little garage project that surrounds you, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a total of 10 acres here, but 600 acres that surround us, 600 plus acres is all Behringer Knights Valley. This is one of their biggest vineyards. They surround us on all four sides.
Awesome. Yeah. And so you've got 10 acres here. How many under vine?
It's a little less than an acre of vineyard behind us, roughly 3/4 of an acre. We're planted with pretty dense spacing here, so we actually get, you know, a pretty good yield for that size property.
And what does the dense planting and dense spacing do?
So basically, you know, if we look behind us, we actually started without a row in the center. We started with like tractor width spacing. And after we had gotten through the first set of planting, it was actually my dad was talking to a different vineyard manager who said, you know, we just planted extra close because it stresses the vines. It, you know, creates more canopy. It makes for a, you know, denser footprint. The vines have to struggle a little more. So then we did that. So we interplanted and we've got, you know, essentially old school like horse width.
I was just going to say, you're not getting a tractor through here anymore. Yeah. So you are not getting a tractor through here anymore. So how do you harvest this?
This is all handwork. Everything we do is by hand here. So it's myself, my family. We do have a crew that comes in and helps us with some of the bigger work. But essentially it's 100% everything by hand.
Well, and it's interesting because I've been a fan of Knights Valley for 25, 30 years, and there's something that it imparts in the fruit. What from a magic standpoint or thumbprint does it mean to you? So Knights Valley Terroir.
You know, Knights Valley, this is a real interesting area because it gets, I mean, this is a warm day, right? And it gets really hot here. But even on days when it's 99, 100 during the day, the nighttime temperatures still go down in the mid-50s. And that, you know, that big swing helps everything preserve acidity here. So okay, even though we're in like a really rich, generous area, those cool nights help this maintain acidity through the process. So, you know, so we get wines that, you know, have deep, big fruits, you know, big berries, blackberries. I mean, it's dense. There's no kidding that everything is rich here. But that acidity keeps things lively, you know, keeps the wine bright. Also, you know, major component of aging. And when we're talking Cabernet and Merlot, you know, aging is a part of what we do.
And so what is case production? Because I would imagine with less than an acre, you can't go too high.
Yeah, great question. A good year here is 2.25 tons, which we can probably fill 5 barrels, get to close to 120 cases, let's say. Okay. Recently, last couple of years have been dry and drought stricken. We've had, you know, some short crops here where the last couple of years, 2020, I just bottled 51 cases.
Oh, wow.
2021, I'm looking at about the same. This year, though, we've got a big rebound. I mean, there's a big crop out here. I think we're going to hit 2 tons again. So we're looking at hitting about 100 cases this year.
And when you began and took over the winemaking project in 2018, obviously, the vineyard's been in your family for a long time. So you've walked the rows 100 times. What are you particularly looking stylistically with that richness that you talked about to come forth? And is it ageability? Is it approachable early on? Is it all of the above? What's your flavor profile that you want to kind of exemplify in the brand?
Yeah, well, I would say it really recently, and especially in the last 4 years, I've really learned it's like listening to what's happening during the year itself. Some years when we're looking at doing a blend from the whole field, doing a field blend, we're looking at maybe something more like a table wine, something that we would drink a little sooner, something that we would, you know, not necessarily want to age a whole lot. We'd want to, you know, drink it with friends. But in years when we're bottling Merlot and Cab on their own, we're hitting that with new oak, you know, brand new French oak. We're getting we're really investing in, you know, chasing that richness, really going, you know, chasing that profile that makes Knights Valley, you know, such a robust area.
Well, and it's been a robust area for 30 plus years. I mean, you have some famous neighbors. You mentioned Behringer. You have Peter Michael up the road.
Just up the road, yeah.
You have Knightsbridge across the road. Do you ever consult with them and say, I've got a funky question, or how are you guys handling this, and kind of borrow from each other?
Yeah, I would say that's a big part of the wine business just altogether.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, not kidding. The Behringer guys have come over and offered to help as they've seen me working out here in the fields. My parents are a little more connected with Peter Michael. I don't know if they're talking vineyard projects as much. And then the Knightsbridge people, you know, I actually just met for the first time last year. Yeah, it's a community. It's a community. I've actually got a lead on someone in Knights Valley who's dry farming. And, you know, with water being sort of a constant
scarcity.
Yeah, project around here, thinking about dry farming is something I, you know, really want to talk to the neighbors about.
Understood. And so 2018, you're now in your fourth vintage. Where do you see the brand in 5 years and 10 years, Mother Nature willing?
Yeah, well, I'd love to plant more. I'd love to get a little more flexibility off the site. You know, when we planted this, we really didn't know a whole lot about planting a vineyard. And not that I don't love what we've got, but, you know, I would look at setting it up differently, maybe setting up the aspect differently, planting more, maybe different varieties. But, you know, what I'd love to do is get to the place where, you know, I'm making 10 barrels a year. And
right.
Then after 10 barrels a year, I'm thinking 12 barrels a year. And, you know, getting to the point where, you know, I can really have a presence with the wine. And I think that's probably in the, you know, 400 to 500 case range where I could really sort of, you know, make an impact with it.
Excellent.
But that's doable here, you know, it's doable.
I love it. But everything right now is currently hand sold.
Yeah. We have a small wine club and we, you know, sell to the few visitors we see here. And then we get, you know, restaurant leads and things like that. But yeah, at 51 cases, yeah, my upcoming vintage. Yeah, that's going to be a quick one.
Well, so far, everything we've tasted has been fantastic, so the future looks pretty bright.
Thanks.
Cheers.